This interview was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed myself. Welcome to Regular Guy Gaming with host RGG, co-host Ragbag. I do miss him. He wasn't here for this. I feel like we really could have used his expertise. It would have been it would have added for sure to it. But luckily enough, Jess Duke and I have known each other long enough for quite some years to where we were able just to sit back and kind of just be friends and have a great conversation. I'm actually going to keep this opening short because I really want you to get to this interview. It's a lot of fun. So once again, thank you for listening to Regular Guy Gaming. RGG out.
Hey, this is Dave Dynasty from the Dave Dynasty Show. Hey, check out our weekly podcast where you get my take on wrestling headlines. I answer listener questions, and I interview your favorite independent wrestling stars. You can find us at www.davedynasty.com or look up The Dave Dynasty Show on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Thanks for your support.
Hello, wrestling fans. Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1 Hour Tease Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly-to-back suplex and... Looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt. Joey.
Hey, looks like Ryan from 1 Hour Tees just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
This is Chris from Spot Monkey Media. Are you a professional wrestler, a promoter, a business owner? Spot Monkey Media is graphic design for the wrestling professional. We offer design services for t-shirts, event posters, 8x10s, logos, and even ring gear. But if you're not in the wrestling business, we work outside the ropes. Go to spotmonkeymedia.com for more information. Spot Monkey Media, create your legacy.
We have Jessmyn Duke in the house tonight. Do you want to be called Jessmyn Duke? Do you want me to call you what I normally call you? Which is Jess Duke. Do you want to be called by your gamer name? What do you want?
Either is fine. Jess Duke is fine. That's a good nickname. But 8-Bit Amazon is the gamer tag. And you know how I feel about that. But
yes.
But we're not gaming right now. So mm-hmm. I'm okay with Jess Duke. If you want to, you can mix it up.
All right. We can go from 8-Bit Amazon to Jess Duke. Now, it's no secret. You and I have known each other for some time. Go ahead.
No, I said this is true. Quite a few years.
Yep. Also, some people would probably assume that when you and I talk, we talk about fighting or anything dealing combat related. But that's actually not true. When you and I talk, it has been almost always about gaming.
Yes, even though the circumstances in which we met, which our mutual friend is, of course, the Queen of Spades, Shayna mm-hmm. Baszler, mm-hmm. And I'm sure originally that's what you knew me as, was a fighter, but the truth is I have been a gamer for far longer, and I always felt like that was something you and I just clicked on immediately, and I'm like, holy shit, this guy takes this even more serious than I do. We need to talk.
Yeah, yes, and then... From there on, it has always been conversations about games. Now, a question I have for you. Now, I've already asked you this question, and some of you, if you are aware, if you pay attention, this is actually the second time I've interviewed Jess Duke here. I need to know this, and I'm sure some of the people here who are listening, they need to know this too. Video games and fighting... Those are for boys. Boys play video games, okay? Why why are you so good and
And why are you playing video games? Your brother Haji, he's great. He's amazing at games. Why are you that good? Why are you just as good? Why do you play?
Well, and to be fair, it really is the truth that I started gaming because my big brother played video games, and I wanted to do everything that he was doing. and that Nintendo he had sure looked like a lot of fun, and I didn't see any reason why I shouldn't be playing it as well. I mean, there's two
But you're a girl, though. You weren't supposed to touch that.
That is typically, yes, you would think that. Now, to be fair, I grew up as quite the tomboy, and I never adhered to those standards because I was the baby. I had a big brother. I have a big sister too, but she was old enough that like she's gone to college. She's not influencing mm-hmm. me in these moments like a big brother might.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I've never been that way. I never wanted to play with like Barbie dolls. I never wanted like, you know, babies. I never wanted to do any of that stuff anyway. So there's that. But the truth is, really, the thing with video games is it was, I don't know, there was like this whole other world that I could get wrapped up into. And I've always, since I was very small, enjoyed like reading and fantasy books. I mean, I read The Neverending Story when I was just like little bitty thing. And like, I love these fantastical worlds that you could go on adventures in. And when you would read the books, you never want... I would never want the story to end. Like, I would want it to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And I really did see video games as, like, it's like this extension of this world that you can, like, explore or play in. And so it's just always been something that I was very, like, intrigued by. And to me, it had nothing to do with being a boy or a girl. And even the types mm-hmm. of games I played, I never gravitated towards certain types of games, and I really gravitated towards other types that people might say are more girl. Like, never played as many shooters. I feel like that's more of like a guy. Like, I'm doing the air quotes right now.
I see what you're doing. Even though I can't see you,
you can see it, right? Like the guy type games. Yep. Never played much of those, but I love RPGs. Oh my god, I loved Harvest Moon when I was a kid.
That game was fun for everyone, I think.
I think if you don't like Harvest Moon, I'm like, something's wrong with you, but
yep.
I digress. But it was never a problem to be like, oh, this is just something I'm doing. It wasn't gender related for me. It's just like, well, this is fun and it's available and it can cater to like whatever style I want. Really, I can seek out and try to find any sort of games that I really enjoy. I went on an RPG kick. Like that was my thing when I was very young. That's why Chrono Trigger is one of my favorite games. Some of the early
Chrono Trigger. There are a lot of people right now who are like, "Ooh, she is even more cool."
Chrono Trigger is like often if people ask like, "What's your favorite game of all time?" and even though my gamertag used to be White Mage, and I do love Final Fantasy, Twitch channel, my sub badge is a Chocobo, like, I love me some Final Fantasy, but the truth is, when it comes to gameplay and, like, nostalgia, if you talk about it, I'm gonna say Chrono Trigger. but it was just, you know, it's changed and evolved as I've grown since I was a kid, but, like, a lot of things also stayed the same.
So, I like how, from the very beginning then, you never saw the system as something I couldn't touch. You never saw it as a barrier. There was never anything about it. There was an indication that, oh, no, that's something my brother plays. I go play Barbie dolls. So it was natural for you.
Yes.
It was very natural. So that is why, I watch your YouTube channel. I was subscribed to it for an entire year. I have no idea what happened to my subscription, by the way. So, your Twitch channel, my bad. Go ahead.
I'm offended.
Go ahead.
I said, no, sometimes Twitch can be wonky, and so I'm not offended by that. But I do appreciate the support, and even just watching and kind of, like, seeing how even I've changed and grown and like evolved in the time I've been streaming to me is really cool from when I first started streaming till now. For one, I mean, not to like toot my own horn, but like how much better I am. And I don't mean at video games. I mean at just talking and interacting and just doing the actual part of streaming. Like what I think is hard is the interaction with the chat room. And that is a skill that takes time to develop. And I really, it's like a, it, I don't know, man, it's just such a weirdly addictive thing. It's like a game on its own, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. I've told people too, I'm like, I think I know now exactly what it feels like when a comedian is on stage and they're bombing. Like, you can feel in the air that, like, you're losing people sometimes. Uh-huh. And how do you save this? How do you,
that
like,
was my next question.
Yeah, like, it's like adapting on the fly sometimes to the stuff that gets thrown at you when you're streaming is crazy. So what was your question?
I was going to ask you, as you know, I try to stream. I do stream. I do my best. But I fall short. And I watch your stream quite a bit. I'm a lurker. You know I don't say much. I am a lurker.
Sure.
And I watch how you interact with people. I study how you stream quite a bit so that I, you know what I mean? You have to learn from people. You have to look to learn. I watch a lot of streamers. And I have noticed that you went from playing games that all the people were playing, the popular people were playing, you know what I mean, like Dark Souls and all that mm-hmm. stuff. And it seems like you play all different kinds of games now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I consider myself a variety streamer, but that's a tricky niche to try to get into because you're not tapping into any specific game community. Like a lot
like
of
Hearthstone
streamers
for me,
right? There's a dedicated Hearthstone community yep. that you can tap into when you stream Hearthstone every day. People can count on it. They know where to go look for it.
Yep.
That's what they want to see. Like they want that, and so you can do that. But
yeah, I have
me,
three people. Anytime I start, they get on right away. I have three right. people. They're like, boom, Hearthstone.
Exactly, and so there's that type. But for me, I love games so much. Like sometimes, yes, I will play one game for months, right, and not mm-hmm. not really even touch other games much. But then I go through phases where I want to play a lot of things, and I do like to try new stuff. And I do just consider myself like I consider myself a serious gamer, but also like I'm pretty sure I still fall under casual gamer. Because I just like to try lots of different stuff. I want to, you know, see what's out there. I do want to play the popular games, but I also want to play the games that maybe no one's ever heard of that I think are fun. And I told my stream, it was pretty much the stipulation, like, if you guys want me to stream every day, then I have to be able to just play whatever I want.
I like that. So you let the expectations known. You're going to be playing what's fun for you.
Yep. And I tell them, you know, yes, I get, so RimWorld is a game I play a lot, and I actually do tap into a specific community with that game, and they love RimWorld, they want to see it, that's all they want to watch, and I'll stream it for a few weeks, even, consistently, but I always tell them, like, I do change it up, and the neat thing is, those people kind of, you know, yes, you get some, you lose some, but I also get people that come back. I may not stream RimWorld for 3 months, but when I start again, boom, there's like a few familiar names that used to hang out all the time. And I'm like, wow, that's like whatever purpose it was they were looking for in streaming, like they found it in mine, even if it is only every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
I still consider that a win, and I'm still doing my job of entertaining and able to have fun. But I feel like it's so important to cater to yourself and mm-hmm. not necessarily, like, this is going to sound
that is
like
so
kind
cool.
of backwards, but, like, not always your audience necessarily, mm-hmm. like, because here's the thing, you can't make everybody happy, and, you know, people are always going to complain, not everyone, but there always will be people who will complain about what you're playing or how you're playing it mm-hmm. or what your schedule is. And it doesn't matter. If you change to adjust for them, someone else is going to be displeased. And so what I discovered was I have to cater to myself. If I cater to myself, I'll enjoy streaming. I'll have fun doing it. And like you said, I just put it out there initially, like, this is the type of streamer I am. This is what I do. And like I said, I do stream every day. And that is a huge commitment.
Yes.
And my trade-off is, but I get to play whatever I want. And everybody's cool with it, you know? My stream has seen nothing but, like, steady growth over the last year and a half. I mean, I have some of my subs now creeping up on 20 months. Like, I've got almost 2 years now of people that have been subbed to my channel. And it's just mind-blowing to me.
Yes.
Like, mind-blowing. And so it's pretty cool. And I think the community is pretty spectacular. And I don't just mean just mine. I think the gaming community, and like, I think if you're pretty upfront and clear with people about what you have to offer in a very competitive world, and you just stick to your guns and do something that sets yourself apart, provide something that they can't get just anywhere, mm-hmm. then people will show up. And if you're consistent, they'll find the stream. And, you know, that's what I've stuck to all this time, and it really does seem to work.
There you go, guys. Right there, you just got a seminar of information for free. you should really feel very fortunate right now, because that was all for free. So if any of you are looking to stream, you might want to go ahead and archive this and go back and listen to what she just said, because she just gave away a secret. So I've noticed your success, and I'm going to say that because I have been watching you since day one. Your success has really come down to you doing what you like. You have found, I mean, I could be wrong, but you have found your voice. You have found your cadence, your pattern, your dance. You have figured it out. What is next for Jesmyn Duke? And I'm not talking about fighting. I'm talking about in the gaming world. Is continue to grow the stream. Are you going to one day go to YouTube? Are you going to create YouTube content? Or is this good enough for you?
No, so I have a YouTube channel right now that is slowly growing, and all I do on it currently is I mainly upload replays from my Twitch channel. There's some other content, there's some funny highlights that maybe people have clipped from my streams, there's some fight stuff, like I dug up some old fight footage from some of my kickboxing days. When I was doing some Muay Thai fights, like mobile fights, just cool stuff that I wanted to, like, I actually see my YouTube channel as sort of a good complement to my Twitch, and a good assist.
Ooh, that's a good point. That's really good.
Yeah, I want to kind of build it up and have it, you know, because a lot of people, they may find my Twitch channel, and yes, because I'm partnered, I have the VODs that they can go back and watch, but those only last maybe 30 days, I think, and then they're gone. You lose them forever. And I'm like, man, rather than, like, there's so much good content that lots of people are missing. Some people may not even know what Twitch is, which sounds crazy, but I mean, I didn't know what Twitch was just a few years ago. So it's totally plausible that there are people out there that have never even heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, but YouTube is much bigger, and I could appeal to, like, a completely different audience that may have never seen my content. They can go back and watch, you know, archives of different streams and get a real feel for my stream and my community and what I do. And so it's kind of a work in progress, but I am building a YouTube because I do think it's very important. I don't think just your Twitch is enough, really. Mm-hmm. But at least not for me right now at the level I'm at, which I have seen, I think, great success, but it is not
great success.
Great success. But I don't have like thousands of subscribers yet. Yet.
I like that confidence. Yet.
Yeah. Listen, it's like a crazy formula, man. I've watched it just work. You just got to be patient. And I'm like, yep, there it goes. There goes the numbers. Just climbing up. Like, it's so cool. But it's cool. Like,
so here's the cool thing. Obviously I have to bring up the Four Horsewomen. It's one of those things where someone's going to, I don't want to, you know me, but there's someone in there that's like, oh, you got to bring up the Four Horsewomen, but this is how I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Out of all the Four Horsewomen, all four of you are unique in your own way.
Yes.
I like how you went video game. That's just a personal thing. This is from me to you. I love how you went the video game route, because I met you guys when you guys were you guys were fresh out of the Ultimate Fighter. You guys had this friendship.
Yeah, like we all just moved in together. We're all roommates now.
Yep. And it was watching the dynamic of you guys was a lot of fun. And at this time, when I met you, it was like you were still trying to find kind of how to get out from under. I'm gonna say it this way: to get out the shadow of Rhonda.
Sure, that's completely an understandable statement, I think, to anyone that would.
And you've done that. You've done that by doing what you love. Shayna has also done that by doing what she loves.
Yep.
All four of you are now all still best friends, but you are now completely in your own eras, in your own world. Have you ever thought about, have you put thought to that? What do you think about that?
Definitely you are 100% correct. I mean, it's easy. And it's like I was saying about the stream, like you have to find what sets you apart. And you also have to follow those things that you are extremely passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said about Shayna, for her, that was wrestling. And Shayna was always the wrestling fan of the group.
Mm-hmm.
It's all she talked about. It's all she watched. She wanted us all to do it with her. Like, she wanted us all to watch it with her. She wanted us all, you know what I mean? Like, it was always that. And for me, very much so, yes, we all have fighting. And
I have to tag in here real quick. I will always be salty towards you because you know what I'm about to bring up. I will always be salty because you're watching. We're all sitting there. We're watching WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
And you are like, you know what? I don't really know too much what's going on, but I'm just watching your guys' reaction. I'm having a good time. And I'm going for Brock Lesnar. And you remember, mm-hmm. all of us were looking at you like you were crazy.
Like, you are so stupid, newbie.
Yep.
The streak has never been broken.
Yep.
Don't, like, just hush your mouth. People have been saying this for 20 years.
It's
and
never
they
happened.
Were all wrong.
And we and all I, knew I that they were using Brock just to make, just, like, no one beats the streak. We even put it on Twitter, and I think you may have got retweeted by Paul Heyman.
Still my most popular tweet today that got, like, 1,500 retweets or something
and
crazy.
So, we did it as a joke, because I think you said you had a feeling, though, in your mind. Go ahead.
I swear it. I insist that, yes, I'm, like, in that moment, I for sure, like, had a moment of clarity, and I could just sense that it was, I was like, this is going to happen. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know shit about wrestling. This is my first real WrestleMania I've ever watched.
Yep.
But I'm right now, like, I think Brock Lesnar is going to win, and everyone laughed, and I made
it. We all laughed. We even took the picture. We like, we want you in the shirt. Ah, you know?
Yep. And then there is actually a picture of when the moment that it happened, I think it wasn't it your wife that snapped the picture of
she
us?
She took
all?
The picture of all of us. Yeah. Yep.
And I'm exploding off the couch, like, with my hands up, and then you guys are all just, like, slack-jawed in shock.
Yep. My wife took the picture. I don't know how. Well, I'll have to find that picture because there's people that are going to want to see it now.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see Shayna, Lazy, you can see Rhonda, me, we're all there. Justin.
Mochi's barking, everyone.
That's true. And we're just, there's nothing from us, like our faces. And you are like, yeah, like in an anime pose with the, you know what I mean?
Like, yep.
You're up there, like, we just couldn't believe it. And so I had to bring that up. That is something that I will never forget. And I really feel that it was your fault that the streak was broken.
Yeah, I, like, took full responsibility for it. And I became a huge Brock Lesnar fan forever after that. And, you know, I knew him from MMA, of course, but I was always like, oh, Brock Lesnar, the guy that was a wrestler that, you know, is now doing fighting, which I never was offended by, as so many other people were.
Yep.
Like, I thought it was great. But then after I actually watched him wrestle, too, I'm like, okay, I'm a Brock Lesnar fan now. because, you know, he's a fighter. I can totally get behind that.
Yep, yep.
And
I'm sorry, go ahead, finish.
No, you go.
I was saying, and that, like that with him, the transition. He went from wrestling to fighting so easily. It almost, go ahead.
And back again.
Yes. He's going back again. Yes. It's one of those things where it's like, he's not pigeonholed for me. I don't put him, he doesn't have to just be a wrestler or a fighter. I'm transitioning into you now. You've been able to do that. You're not right. just a fighter. You know what I mean? You are a, you said you called yourself a casual gamer earlier today. I don't see you as a casual gamer. A casual gamer sticks with mainly AAA titles. A casual game.
That's true. I would agree with that.
Yeah. Casual gamers tend to put the game on easy mode. There's nothing wrong with what I'm with any of this stuff, by the way.
No.
And they're there for the fun. They like a good story. They will deal with bad gameplay. They don't care. You know what I mean? You are not a casual gamer because you play games that I think take an extreme amount of skill. Now, I know you hearing me say that is probably crazy because you see what I do. But the RimWorld, that is ridiculously hard. How do you play games like that? How do you play those RPG? How do you do you are an amazing fighter, and then you're playing these highly intensive mental strategy games. How do you make that transition? How do you do that?
Well, that's just the type. That is the type of games I enjoy, and I think sometimes when I'm like, oh, I see myself as a more casual gamer, it's because. I play games for fun, right? Mm-hmm. But things that I find fun would be playing a game like RimWorld, which is a really deeply layered strategy game that has a hellacious steep learning curve, and then I'll put it on permadeath.
You put it on permadeath?
Yes.
I've never noticed that.
Because I want it to matter. Oh, yeah, that's why it's so devastating when a colonist dies, which if anyone doesn't know what RimWorld is, it's a space colony building survival game. And don't get thrown off by the simplistic graphics. It's so complex.
Oh, yeah.
Layers and layers and layers of stuff that you have to, like, pay attention to and micromanage, which I enjoy. But it's... You know, that's what I've always said about, for me, video games is, like, cognitive thinking, problem solving, even just thinking outside the box and finding new solutions. Like, I it's helped me finding solutions and stuff, like, even in just everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
How I attack certain things is, I think, a lot of times because of the type of video games that I play. And, the way I enjoy my mind being stimulated when I'm playing these games.
Mm-hmm.
I like a challenge, and because I've been doing it for so long, I do have to notch up the difficulty level to make it really interesting. And I mean, my mom tells stories of when I was playing Mega Man as a kid.
Oh, you're a Mega Man player? I did not know that.
And she said she watched me play a level and for hours, like she made me quit. Because I played the same level. I couldn't get past it. But I was a little bitty. I was like a little bitty kid, you know? Like, I could barely work the controller. But I was so determined. And I did finally beat it. I did. Like, I would play and play and
that
play.
That feeling had to have been addicting. Like, that had to have been something right there.
Yes. And I'm like, I don't mind to just sit there until I figure it out. Same thing with Castlevania. Oh, my God. I played level one in Castlevania.
Oh, Castlevania.
Like 3 years. It took me years to get past level one. And then I'm actually not even sure if I ever beat that game entirely. That may have to be something I do at some point. But it's like, I don't know. I enjoy it. I enjoy the challenge. I think part of it's because I have been playing games for a long time. But it's, I just find it just really, like I said, almost like stimulating for the brain. I need it. I need that challenge. I need to solve problems. That's what makes it fun. That's where, to me, that's the real fun is. Mm-hmm. And if it's too easy, like, anybody that watches my stream can validate this too. I will find, like, if there's a hardcore mode or a permadeath mode or some sort of hardcore run, I'm probably going to try it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ashamed to put to put it on normal mode to start off. But once I get my bearings, like, I want to find out how difficult I can make it and still get through it.
That's really cool. You are always telling yourself.
You know, I think it's just a personality thing. Even with training, you know, like, let's just not pick a combat sport. Let's pick one where you have to be fucking good at everything.
Yep, you know? That's what MMA is. You have to be good at everything.
Yeah. Like, let's make it as difficult as possible. And
you could have stuck with kickboxing if you wanted, but you didn't.
No, let me learn something entirely new and, have a whole new skill set. And, so just a personality thing, honestly, so I think.
We're coming down to the last few minutes.
Okay.
And in this, I like to ask this question of everyone. And for you, I think this will be really good. Also, I know you are, if I'm correct, you are getting ready for a fight.
I'm competing. I have a tournament coming up.
Oh, a tournament coming up?
Yes.
Kickboxing?
No, just a grappling tournament.
Grappling tournament, okay. Because I saw that you were training. You have a grappling tournament coming up. Oh, I know, guys, I know I don't talk about fighting, but this is grappling, and that is my heart. Sure. You know that, Jessamyn. I love grappling just as much as I love video games. Trying to grapple with Jessamyn Duke, if you are claustrophobic, do not grapple with Jess Duke. You've heard me say this multiple times. Her rubber guard, her just in general, she can trap you, and she slowly works her way into the submission she wants. And it's very difficult to get out of her guard. It is very difficult to get Jess Duke off you. So I am just warning you, if you are claustrophobic, don't ever grapple Jess Duke.
Yeah, I do try to have I'm very long and lanky and have a very odd body type, I think, but for grappling, I find it great. I have these, like, great long limbs that I can just tie you up with, like, ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And now, having trained with the War Master,
War Master is Josh Barnett, guys.
Yes, you guys may not know, this may not mean anything to you people, but training with the War Master, I have learned how to crush my foes with body weight. And it's, for me, God, such an interesting thing because, like you just said, rubber guard has always been my jam.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add in catch wrestling and the pressure and the that you can get from that style. I think my style of grappling is really unique and has really evolved and kind of come into its own. And I actually, even though I started off as a kickboxer, very much see myself as a grappler now.
Yes, I agree. All right, here we are. We're down towards the question now.
Yeah.
You are the only one left in the video game universe, okay? you probably didn't, so you don't know this question.
Okay.
So, all the stars you see are all the games that have ever been made, all the great games, all the ones you know of, all of them, okay? And then there are the puny us humans are sitting there on Earth, and we're waiting. And you are tasked with one goal. You are tasked with one thing. You have to pick one game and one game only. Not only for yourself, but for the world to play.
My God.
What do you choose?
My God, what a question. Well,
this is what I will do to make it fair. Lately, a couple people have said what they would do if they were selfish. But then they say what they realistically would do. So you can have, I'll allow you the selfish answer, then I'll allow you the realistic answer.
I don't know. I may even just go with selfish and be like, screw you guys, the choice was mine. like my stream, we play what I want around here. And you know what? I've been talking about it the whole time, but I have to say, it would probably be RimWorld. Do you know that I have almost 1,000 hours in that game?
You have 1,000 hours in RimWorld?
Almost. I have over 900. I have like 916 or something. And I think that it would be one of the only games that I could play sort of endlessly because there's like a never-ending amount of scenarios because of the way the randomness of it causes really great story making, storytelling, like things that you can't even dream it up, like scenarios would happen in the game. Mm-hmm. And I find that just, it's like endless fun. The downside is, it's single player. So I guess everyone would just have to play it with themselves and no more gaming together. But maybe eventually, if it was the only game left, that the devs could somehow include a multiplayer.
Oh, wow. See, you're the first person to bring that up. I've never considered that.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking if we could get some multiplayer in RimWorld, then the whole world would be happy, and we would just all have to play that. So I'm a big, I'm like, RimWorld has really changed my life. It's it's like I have said a few times that I think it's the best game that's out right now. Like the best game for me, like the most enjoyable one, the one I can keep coming back to. And I would have to go with that. Maybe if I wanted to be nice to the world, we could pick something like Mario Kart or something like that that everyone could play. But I don't know. Screw the world.
Yep, screw the world. You guys, you're part of that War Master team. You guys are, you guys destroy. You guys,
exactly. So that's my answer.
You know, I like that. That was really good. And I will say this, as a person who watches your stream, when I see you're playing RimWorld, I will watch that because you laugh. You laugh the most. You have the most fun. I love how you name people. I didn't realize when people die, though, that was permanent. So now when I see it now, I'm going to be like, oh, crap. I don't want that person to die. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You name a colonist after someone like, oh, my God, you just subbed me. Thank you so much. You're an awesome person. I'm going to name a colonist after you. And then, like, they get malaria and their leg falls off. And like, they get attacked by a polar bear. And, you know, like, they lose an arm. And I'm like, wow, I'm really sorry, person.
I have to bring up your reward. I was watching one. And I think you gave Tara a knife. And she ended up attacking people.
Yeah. Yep, that's actually on my YouTube. There's a, it's like a 2.5 minute video, and it was like Tara. It was called like Tara's on a Rampage, and yeah, she. I was like, it was so funny earlier in the game. I was like, oh, Tara's got melee skill. I'm gonna give her the knife, and then I'm like, shit, Tara's losing her mind outside. We need to go like bring her back in before she freezes to death. And I sent a colonist to go and like retrieve her, and she turned and just starts stabbing the person. And I'm like, oh, God, she's got a knot! And just killed everyone. The base ended up exploding. Like, prisoners broke out. I was like, all that happened because I gave Tara a knife. Like, that just really happened.
You guys have got to check that video out. Those of you that don't know, Tara LaRosa is a true pioneer and female
fighter.
She has her own show. Her own Twitch channel. But you guys that don't know her on an outside level, this is not too far. That's not too far away from Tara. So that's why it's funny.
Yes. And she was actually losing her shit in the game. Like the colonists I named after her was losing their mind because the place wasn't clean. Like the base was a mess. And Tara's like, oh my God, that would be me for sure. I would be killing some people for not cleaning the place up. And I'm like, well, that just, the game just reenacted that for us. So.
That was so hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Thank you. I really appreciate you coming on. It was a lot of fun. This was easy. This was an easy 30 minutes. I knew it would be.
Dude, it flew by.
Yeah. Love RimWorld. That's what the world will be playing. I like to watch it. I don't play it. It's very difficult. I have a hard time with that. I know you think that I'm a real big pro gamer, but that's only towards fighting games.
Right. Yep. It is a specific thing. It's true. It's true.
So thank you very much. I'd like actually to take this time for you to give any shout outs or talk about your channel at this point in time. Just kind of take this time to really let people know how to get a hold of you, how to watch more of you. Go ahead.
Yeah, plugs. I love plugs.
I didn't want to say plugs, though. Go ahead.
That's what it is. It's totally what it is. So you guys can find me on social media at Jessamine Duke on Twitter and Instagram. And you can also watch my Twitch channel at twitch.tv/8bitAmazon because that's me, and you'll recognize the avatar as the 8-bit Amazon, and it's pretty amazing. But I stream pretty much every day. I do have a YouTube channel also that I am actually going to link up on my Twitter in just a minute because I'm uploading some stuff right now. But it's, if you guys want to check out, come hang out in the chat room. I think I've got one of the best communities on Twitch. The Gun Club is always and forever the best club. And, come hang out, join the party, and check it out. See what I'm playing. And maybe I'll name a colonist after you in RimWorld, and you can suffer some sort of horrific death.
And there you guys have it. Thank you very much, Jess Duke, for being on the Regular Guy Gaming Podcast Show.
My pleasure, RGG. I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing what you're doing next as well.
And there you have it. Jess Duke, 8-Bit Amazon. Check her out on Twitch. Check her YouTube channel out for her highlights. Go check out the Tara La Rosa stab everybody up video. It is really hilarious. Jess Duke has gone 2 years strong. Started off trying to please the fans, and then from there decided, look, if you want longevity in this, you kind of got to be selfish, make it clear, and play what you want to play. Have fun for yourself. And that formula has worked. And she gave that formula to you for free. If you want to stream, if you want to get involved in the gaming world, this is a great podcast to listen to. You know, archive this, take notes, go back and listen to some of the advice that Jess Duke gives. This was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. So I'm going to end this early, just like my intro. You know, thank you guys very much. And from here, we're going to go ahead and get my co-host back, Ragbag. Ragbag and I need to have some conversation. We are due. Him and I are due to sit down, have a good time, and talk your ear off. So, that's my little one. You want to say something? You want to say something? You want to say hi to everyone out there? That's my little one, my regular girl gamer. thank you guys very much. Make sure to tune in. Make sure you guys give, you know, send us questions on RGG, you know, Red Guy Gaming on Twitter, Ragbag Jr. on Twitter. Send questions. Let us know what you think. Let us know. Hey, try it. Challenge us. Say, hey, we'd like this person on. You know, we want you to interview this person. Or talk about this game. Play this game. Or go back on memory lane and talk about something you hated or something you loved about a game in the past. You know, this is what this is about. It's about gaming. Be a part of the conversation. Don't just let us take over it. You be a part of it too, because that's what this is about. Community. That's the key. Be a part. Thank you guys very much. RGG out.